so let's start this motherfucker up.
Alright, please. Yes.
Jesus
yes.
H. Christ. Second fucking week.
Second week of the summer of Dizzy Ramblers game month. June. And what a month it's been. Lost to basketball. Week.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Sucked. It's the worst episode we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Today, well, here's what happened. About a month ago, you know, we have creative meetings every week or so. We love it for.
Yeah, sorry.
We have creative meetings every week or so. Fuckhole. And Brett told me about the idea. And I was like, what the fuck? Dungeons and Dragons, you gotta be kidding me. Anyway, so eventually, it becomes like this whole thing. We got other guests coming in. We got okay. This is what happened. He tells me Mike McCarthy is coming in as the dungeon master, and so that enough for me got me disinterested right there. But then he told me that Lola and Corey were going to be here, and that got my enthusiasm to an all-time high. And so then I was like, this is going to blow basketball out of the water. This is going to be the ultimate Dizzy Rambler. We're on the road again. We're in McCarthy Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fucking tired. Sam, Brett, take this away. I'm not the only Rambler in the room. Somebody fucking help me with this intro.
I've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, and what better format to do it in is in the Dizzy Rambler podcast.
So, I'm Lola V. I'm one of the founders of the Memphis Belles. Nice. We have the longest performing burlesque troupe in Memphis.
Awesome.
And my history with Dungeons & Dragons has consisted mostly of sitting and watching games and listening to them go on while I am sewing on my costumes. So, I've been doing that for quite a while, but I think that's really about
it. We've worked
it.
Together quite a bit.
Yes,
videos
we have.
And whatnot.
Yes,
lots of rock videos.
Yes, I have been a dancing girl in a lot of music videos.
Mm-hmm. Lots of rock and roll.
It was a relief not to have to actually wear the corset tonight. My character in the game got to do that for me.
Do you remember the first night that you might have been around Sam? Was during
the death threat video.
Uh-huh.
She remembers that off the top of her head. I didn't have to remind her or anything.
Nope, not at all. We did not talk about that outside at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was all at night and on
slightly rainy
Benton Street
and
1970 Cadillac
Church.
From Robin Tucker. Yeah, that too.
I got to kick a lot of guys in the ass that night, literally.
Guns and stuff.
Yes, guns.
And you must have done props.
Yeah. We made all the signs and every prop in it.
You're an excellent props master.
Thanks.
You could have done that for a D&D character, or you could like use that as a power.
That was not the first or last time you've had me run down a public street in my underwear, so.
The first time, we don't want to talk about it.
My name is Corey Yancey, and...
Yeah.
Yancey? Like the Yancey Street Gang?
Like the Yancey Street Gang, yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. My only really experience with D&D is from me starting doing the forever character thing, building.
What makes you want to be a pimp?
What made me, because I had to dress up and I had nothing to wear. So I came up with,
she had too much to wear.
The pimp. Because I don't really own costumes or anything.
Well, I look forward to seeing how this tent unfolds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, it's going to be a real key to the game, I think.
The ruling is you still
have your... Well, I think Wickbone's been pitching tents all night, though, right?
Yes.
As always.
But they're quite small.
This is only 2 feet tall.
No, I was very excited because Mike McCarthy actually just started listening and suggested a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Actually, I suggested it before I started listening.
Yeah, you kind of started. I think you had just started. Like, you were like 5 minutes in and you're like, you should do a Dungeons & Dragons
episode. And I've met
you
at the back door.
Yeah.
Because you are at the back door.
Oh, we have a lot of backdoor meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Keep the music down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's code.
Stop parading around in your underwear.
Aww.
All right.
Well, I would never tell you that.
We're doing this. I can't believe we're doing this. Never thought.
Can I make quasi-sexual comments to you without offending you?
Brett already asked me for permission before I came.
We have to sign Mike McCarthy release for us.
Like, Mike's ears just perked.
Yeah. Before you came. Okay. Well,
he
what an awkward moment to ask anybody anything. Hey!
All right, I think I can safely say this is the least prepared I've ever been for a podcast. I have no idea what I'm in store for. And I did a little research on my character, but it was like Greek to me. It was a whole different world. I don't understand anything. But I've got some things written down. I don't know if they're right, but... I don't know how Brent and Sam did on their character research. But like, they did come in costume. They
were both dressed up as our characters. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I've never played D&D. I've never really had any interest in it. But yeah, this should be a spicy meatball.
Until tonight.
Yeah, until tonight. Now I'm clamoring for it.
Clamoring. So, I'm very surprised that you've never played D&D because you have the robe. And I was like, he has the robe, obviously.
That's his normal attire. Yeah, he wears that day to day.
Yeah, this isn't a robe, it's a dress. I'm Barbara Bush tonight.
He's a part-time judge.
Oh, see, I like that. Yeah.
Here's the whole thing. I got sweet robe, button-down shirt.
Nobody cares.
And I'm ready to play. Like I said, never had any interest before. Never
still don't.
But I'll fake it for this. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go right now.
I've heard you fake it before.
Mm-hmm.
Might get kind of serious.
Mike, you're the Dungeon Master. We're in McCarthy Manor, podcasting live for you. And Mike, you have a... I can't believe how many stick-it notes and post-its and... And maps you have, like, this is going to be insane.
Some of this is groceries for tomorrow.
Okay, well, that's fair. I'm not prepared for this. I don't
miniature
know what
laughs.
Is going to...
Miniature laughs. That's what it says on my business card.
Well.
We're going to do something a little different tonight on the Dizzy Ramblers. I assume people are listening at night. And,
I mean, why
it's
wouldn't
such
they?
A badass and sexy show.
It can be sexy. It can be sexy when viewers send in their sexy letters to the Ramblers forum.
Please.
So do that.
Please, send in your dirty letters to the Ramblers forum. But... Tonight we're going to hand over the reins of the podcast to the Dungeon Master himself.
So we're going to watch a movie and Mike's going to like commentate while we're watching the movie. That's what you're saying, right? Because the Dizzy Ramblers always watch a movie.
Well, John, it's a little twist on that. Instead of watching a movie, it'll be experiencing the game. It's time to twist again.
Wow.
All right?
I said it last week and
like
I'll say
we
it again.
Last summer.
I know. I said it last week, I'll say it again. I really hate fucking June Summer Games Month on the Dizzy Ramblers. I'll be glad when we get back to my comfortable podcast chair in the Rambler studio.
I think the Dizzy Ramblers Summer Games is very impressive for a podcast.
You would.
We got microphones. We got cameras.
Well, I'm sorry, this is season.
We got two. Girls on the show.
We've had girls.
It's a midsummer you know,
it's
kind of
like a shandy, summer shandy.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
And I hate those.
We got a little ritual around these parts. Well, around these parts.
Like a fraternity prank.
Everybody pull out their Rambler knives.
I got my. Oh, well, that was.
John, would you mind? We do this every episode, I swear. Would you mind crossing swords with me, John, across the way?
Well, if you'll accept my character.
Hey,
doing...
Sam, why don't you go get some swords and we'll do that. Oh, there they are. Okay.
Okay, so this is my character, Wickbone the Merciless.
Wickbone, that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, Lowric, the Wizard Master. And I think it's time to
take it
for a roll.
Come on in. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's about to begin. Talking movie shorts and shows and much more with all our friends. With the Dizzy fucking Ramblers, now it's time for the show to commence.
It's now on your sizable shoulders.
Thanks.
Your Hugh Jackman-like shoulders.
Wow.
Dungeon Master Mike McCarthy, take it away.
All right, well, thanks for having me, guys, on your not-quite-season opener, Summer Shandy of D&D Fortitude. And thanks, Corey, for coming over. I feel like I'm in a public building or something, making an announcement. And of course, Lola V, thank you so much. Give me a kiss. Mwah. That means we're actually working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll all be dead soon and it won't matter. I need to know your names. Butchie, Lorik, Wickbone. Sounds like another episode of Rawhide here.
My name is Bebop the Dizzy.
Yeah, Brett, you went all out today.
And you wanted me to turn the rocket
package.
Bebop the Dizzy. And
I am a rogue dwarf.
Brett,
I think if you measure my height, you'll find it's accurate.
So, okay, you're a rogue dwarf, and do you have your numbers?
I don't know what that means.
So if you were pulled over by a D&D cop and had to present your numbers...
I'd be going to jail. I'd be like, once again, my name is Bebop the Dizzy, and like it wouldn't work as well.
He'd have a heathalyzer or something, and which is like you didn't keep your numbers on the heath or whatever, and then not a breath. Anyway, never mind. It's an old cryptic joke. Never works. Small crowds. Give him 3 die.
Ooh. I have no idea what's going on, Mike, at all.
Good. That way, I'll be able to maintain some control.
For once.
Yes. Holy moly!
All right.
Someone came prepared.
That's the motherlode.
It's
take these. Not the twelve. Can you put all the dice right here? Actually, for right now.
And I was just asked to do it today.
In a small, tiny way on your notepad there. Roll for your dexterity.
Dexterity.
This is how quick you are.
I got 4, 1, and 3.
Okay, 8.
Dexterity, 5, baby. What's next?
Charisma.
Have you ever noticed how Brett's always way too eager during everything that we do ever?
8 again.
Corey, you know what I'm talking about.
Of 8.
Oh, yes.
Okay, roll for Constitution.
Constitution?
Yeah, this is like how many beers it takes to get you drunk.
I'm going to need
3.
How long it takes you to get you drunk.
That magic number. Okay, 3, 4, 8, 9.
Ooh. Look at you.
Color me constituted. No one else can use that joke.
Oh, man. You really stole it off.
Here comes a low roll. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah, keep up with your numbers.
What's that supposed to mean?
If you kept that dialect, that would be killer.
9 again.
9.
Wow.
You're between Elvis and Lennon with the 8s and the 9s. All right, and strength.
That didn't show your age at all.
I'm sorry, I should have said Kurt Cobain. What? Strength?
I am not a fan.
15!
Are you serious?
15.
Well, that's good because you're a dwarf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my character shaped up the Dungeons & Dragons gods treated Bebop the Dizzy well.
I couldn't help but notice you grabbed
one
up
more.
Those dice.
Vulnerability.
Before we could get a good look at those, Brett, that 15 Ooh. Roll, I couldn't help but notice I didn't get a chance to peek at any of those numbers, but...
Vulnerability.
You're on my team, right?
Brett's oh, wait, are we doing teams?
I don't know. 11.
That's not bad.
All right.
Wickbone.
I'm John Shaw. My character is Wickbone, the Merciless.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a goblin. Some sort of goblin, I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, he's a cool dude. Wick's cool.
Well, he's a goblin?
He's a goblin, yeah.
Why that?
Because me and my brother always joke about him being, like, part beaver, part alien or whatever, so I thought part goblin sounded about right.
Part beaver? Well, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
It is a family podcast, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Keep it clean, you guys. Keep it clean.
It wasn't until you brought the brisket over. All right, so what did you just roll for dexterity?
I haven't rolled yet.
Well, there you go.
All right. Big money. 11.
I wish Pat Sajak was here. 11? All right, so your dexterity is 3 points higher than your dwarf buddy over there, which means you can move faster. But then again, he's a dwarf. You probably got armor on and stuff. Do you have, like, can you draw a picture? Unless it comes up later, you need to draw sort of a little bit. It's quicker that way to draw a description, like how you look, like how much plate, shield, plate, or chainmail. You know, how much helmet, what do you got on?
You got it.
What kind of weapons do you have, too? Very, very important. Cause work on that while we work with John.
Will do.
All right, and so, John, I need charisma.
All right, here we go. This one is obviously going to be big.
All right, charisma 14.
Boom.
All right, he's going to be the guy you go to get you out of something. If it doesn't lead to death or anything, or murder, just let him talk your way out of it. He's got charisma.
Yeah. He's one charismatic goblin.
Boom. Sorry, what am I going for?
Usually that would be an insult.
Yeah. All right.
Constitution. How well you can take a blow.
Right. You mean
like when the stock market
what kind of blow are we talking
year?
About here? Are we talking about like Brett the Merciless blowing me or whatever?
What?
Well, he's down there where the dwarves would be. Another 14. All right, wisdom. Captain Marvel kind of
I should thing. Be 12. All right, what am I rolling for?
What was the wisdom?
For? 12.
Strength is next.
All right. Come on, Wick. wow, 16.
Less loud, John.
Speaking of. Oop. What?
I got string.
What? How much?
16.
Yeah, I can tell.
Man, we are a tough group.
Vulnerability.
Uh-oh.
All right, Wick.
Oh, 8.
That's good.
Okay, yeah. Good job.
Lola V's character is called Please Call Me, and she is the daughter of this character you're going to be meeting later on named Old Buck.
That's the BJ reference, right? That's where that comes into play. When we talked about
BJ the bear?
When you talked about me getting blown earlier or whatever, right?
Well, you brought that up.
He's going to bring it up all night long.
Hey, right. God doesn't bring up blowjobs.
I'm sorry, merciful dungeon master.
It's too late.
Alright, I guess I need
to... Okay, where are they?
Alright.
We're gonna roll.
Please call me.
I remember that.
Dexterity, I got 8.
Well, wait a minute. What was your dexterity? 8? Whoa, we're gonna get you a green card. You guys know the please call me joke.
Yes. Yes, we open every podcast with it, actually.
Actually, you've known that since you were 16. Right? But anyway... I'm a sarcastic and cynical god, I guess.
It's about time someone on the podcast was.
Well, it comes from being from Mississippi, I guess. Try to get laid on a gravel road and see what happens.
That's how they do it all the time in Arkansas, right?
Well, with the possums, I guess. Okay, please call me. Has a dexterity of what?
8.
What if we could get for quicker? Charisma.
Doesn't look like I'm rolling very well. I got 7.
Well, how charisma. Is it working on me so well? I never get good at
weighted
anything.
Dice.
I feel like, roll like 7, 8, 9 are like good average scores.
This is where the bumper stickers and t-shirt phrases come from. Roll like a goblin.
Alright, so please call me's constitution is only 6. Uh-oh. Not only on. Is she... the rate we're going now, I'm
you'll
going
be dead.
To be... yeah, before we even get started.
Wisdom. No, well, you never know. It depends.
Okay.
What is it?
I'm a little bit of a dullard, apparently.
Yeah, strength.
Well, come on, strength.
Strength.
Strength, I
what
got a 9.
Nice.
And vulnerability is what?
I haven't rolled for
here we go.
Yet.
Here we go.
Is it?
There we go, I got 12.
Whoa.
So apparently I'm a mess, right?
You're a hot mess.
Wait, what's your wisdom?
Hot mess would be a great name for a character.
There we go, yeah.
Huh?
What's your wisdom?
My wisdom was 12. Oh, wait, no.
Butchie is...
My wisdom was 7.
7?
You
well,
have...
since I'm Butchie, the
you want
pimp,
to take a whole piece?
Maybe yeah. You could come work for me.
Gosh, see? She's already on it.
And I got your back.
Wait, do you also work at Garibaldi's?
I do.
So these are pimp instincts learned at a pizza place.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Chose
yes,
an elf.
Dexterity. Yeah. Butchie the pimp.
13.
How do you spell butchie, Corey? I'm trying to write down my notes here so I can correctly.
B-U-T-C-H-E-I-E.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping for the E-E. Wait a minute. Wait. Did you say you were an elf?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said that.
The whole game just almost ended.
Do you see the look of panic on his face?
Yeah,
well, you can't be a pimp and an elf.
That's the first rule. What's the first rule of Fight Club Court? No, what's the first rule of Dungeons and Dragons Court?
Because you're full of valor, yet corruption. Or something, I don't know, whatever. Oh, but you mean pimp in the metaphorical way.
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your next
whatever reading? Gets me through this fucking game.
That's being a pimp, just trying to get to the game.
Hey, life is a game. Give me your dexterity.
It was 13.
Right.
Ooh.
Charisma.
Apparently I'm not selling too much.
Corey, you do have experience with this game, right? You have played this before, right?
I have done this part.
No, but I mean like what
a couple of times.
Okay.
You played before, the pimp elf. I remember you.
Wait, there's more to this game than just rolling for your...
I hope not. This is...
I have gone through character development a few times.
You went to acting therapy for like a month to get this down, right?
Constitution. For Butchie, the elf pimp.
Wow. Nine.
Okay. Well, okay, wisdom.
How wise are you?
14.
That's pretty good.
14.
That's good. Okay, yeah. Strength.
9.
We're well matched there. I think we might be able to work out this pimp relationship.
Well, I only got to be strong enough to smack you around.
And that's the attitude we like to take here on the Disney Radio. We're still getting phone calls about my Rihanna joke last week.
Oh. Vulnerability?
12.
Okay, Lorik? And look, what are you, Lorik?
I'm a wizard.
A wizard, but are you human or what?
Huh? Yeah, I'm human.
Yes.
I'm first I've heard of it.
If I can tell you the true backstory, I'm a...
We don't have time right now. Okay. Just roll. It'll become revealed in a tavern conversation.
So. Okay, cool. Okay,
we better roll the die like there's no...
A tavern conversation? These all start in a tavern.
Well, it is Dungeons and Dragons.
I need perfect quiet while I roll it. Excuse me.
Why don't you tell a joke?
Nine, I'll take it.
Dexterity was 9. Charisma!
Hey, you know what this number is.
You're like a rat pack, all rolling at once.
I roll.
What is that?
16.
Jesus Christ.
I'm doing the Ewok for you.
That's what it is. I was trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is that? So I'm C-3PO about to tell,
Constitution! Yes.
Hey, 7.
Wisdom.
The square root of any isosceles triangle is equal to...
No, it's 8. 9, 10.
It's going up.
Is it 10?
It's 10.
It's 10.
Strength. You have to beat the dwarf.
This or the only goblin. Time I've beat
the goblin
dwarf.
And the dwarf. Go ahead. Strength.
16.
Wow. You're as strong as a goblin, and almost, and the dwarf is right up there, too.
Man, the Ramblers are kicking ass at rolling.
No, we are! Somehow, I've never rolled so well in my life.
Right here,
I can't believe it. Yes!
Yeah! Is this the first time you've ever sloppily videotaped?
This is the first time I've ever done well in a game before.
Oh, hey, nice dexterity.
That's right.
Even though you had a low number. No, actually, it wasn't a low number.
My wisdom made up for it.
You knew that the... All right, vulnerability. I always hated saying that as a kid. I still hate saying it.
We finally found Mike's one weakness.
Makes his vulnerability.
Ironically, from Mississippi, and he couldn't say vulnerable.
15.
Wow, how do we do it?
Hey,
how do we do it?
So
who else but the Ramblers?
I'm worn out.
Brett.
Do you guys know who Gary Gygax was?
He's the guy who made the Geico commercials.
He created Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
You're close.
He put the axe in Gygax.
Yeah, Mike. Well, you know what would be good, Mike?
Want me to go get another gin and tonic?
Yeah, but before you do that, because Brett has his drawn and we don't, and because you're just doing this, would you mind telling
us? I'm just doing this.
Would you mind telling us your history with Dungeons and Dragons?
All right, and while you guys are drawing, remember, what do you want to have on your body? Because the only things that you write right now, like, you can't just say, oh, I've got a sword, if you didn't make a note. And the heavier and more laden you are with things, then the slower you are, despite your... Like, I'll just adjust the dexterity for the thing that's attacking you, because you just got to be light to be a better fighter. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, like, adjust your logic between how much armor you're gonna wear, knife, shield, bow and arrow, axe, mace. You're a knife thrower, so you know you got that.
Yeah, see, look, I already drew on it.
Okay,
good. You're a knife thrower?
But
yes.
But you probably want more than one.
But I'm not very dexterous, so...
But you could have... But you know, you could also, like, wax into other worlds of, like, you could be a chicken thrower, or you could use a live chicken as a weapon or something like that. Yeah. It's just that you got to keep up with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can use your imagination as much as you want to. It's just that it may come back to haunt you. And I know my imagination has come back to haunt me on several occasions. So, that being said, I started playing D&D in 19... 80 or 81 with Chuck Moonchow at Candy's house, his sister, and this girl that I had my first pubescent crush on, and who eventually took all my rock and roll albums and sold them for drug money, but I didn't care. But anyway.
It's all happened to us.
You're not bitter. You're not bitter.
No, I'm better. but at least I'm not butter.
You're better than butter.
So you'll be.
Parquet! Sorry.
This is the last time we give you control of the podcast.
But anyway, me and Chuck Moonchow first dabbled in the arcane lore of D&D because I probably picked up on it in the Comic Buyer's Guide, the Buyer's Guide for Comic Fandom, which I got every week from the time I was 13 until it, I don't know, until I discovered sex or something.
Nice.
But Chuck and I just played around with it because Chuck and I worked in a fruit stand on 45 Highway going into Tupelo, and I remember doing a chalk drawing of Frazetta's Conan the Barbarian on the wall of the fruit stand, which was sure to instill more strawberry sales, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, cantaloupes. The girl had cantaloupes that I painted on the wall. And then eventually, when I met my punk rock buddies that turned me on to the Ramones and the Buzzcocks and the Clash and all that, I said, hey, let's play D&D. Corey, I'm addressing you with this one. But I was a D&D for that game, and that went on for 6 months. 6 months of the basic three installments that you could just buy off the shelf at a bookstore in Tupelo. And I just expanded on that and added to it and threw stuff in it. And that was great. And then Chuck Moonchow got introduced into with George and John and myself playing the game and sort of became our own personal guru out of that. And he was insane. And he was a wizard called Drazoo, which is wizard backwards. And that was a fight to the death. And the house that we played that game in, I drew in Kid Anarchy number one, A Trip to the Moonchows. Mm-hmm. And then after that, 30 years later, I had never played again until now.
Whoa.
Wow.
We're gonna drink.
You definitely got acid on the brain tonight, Mike.
Who, me?
Yeah. Is there
Mike, did you do some acid before the game?
Are you holding?
And if so, why didn't you share? Yeah.
If you mean LSD 25, actually, well, the kids are gone for a week. Why not? Woo!
Yeah. Let's take this podcast.
Mike, you want to do some acid with us after the podcast?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. You got work in the morning.
The last few times that I did that,
do you?
I got bad phone calls on the old 90s answering machine. Like somebody would die in my family and I'd be on acid listening to the recording.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
You should probably just wait a couple.
Really?
No, it just blows your mind. It's not terrible. Like, I had to call my mother. I had to call my mom back after her brother-in-law died and talk to her on acid and console her about the death in the family, and I would be there tomorrow and all that.
Wow.
No, when I'm just saying.
Do I have to note the contents of it? Can I draw a bag on me? Do I have to notate the contents of it for it to...
Over your bag?
Uh-huh. On my drawing, on my person. How in-depth are we
Your going? Father's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a sharpshooter of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a bag of what? Like stuff? I just don't know. But yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay. Stuff. The circus stuff. Magic things.
Yeah. Go ahead. Please. And I mean, all of you should have like...
And my hat holds a tent and extra water.
Yes!
You better be a magician. I'm looking you up here.
Sad 5 minutes, but it's...
Where do you want that to go?
Your hat?
Yeah.
She's a mount.
Huh? She's an elf. See, maybe... Oh, wait, yeah. Well, that's cool. You can put it there. You can put it... I found this on the street yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, man.
And it was about to rain and everything, or a day before yesterday. And I thought, that's where our story starts to take place.
Oh, wow.
Just so you can visualize it.
Wow.
So,
oh, sweet.
Wasn't expecting
that. Perfect.
This is like the Dark Tower.
I was about to say, it's like the Dark Tower, yeah.
I'm going to have nightmares.
Goes back a really long way.
Apparently.
Who would throw that out?
An asshole.
That's fucking asshole.
That painting is haunting somebody, and that's why.
No, I think you're right. No, I think you're right.
Like they started like going, falling asleep, and like waking up in this like old like.
No, that painting obviously has something wrong with it inside of it.
I think your first indication that that painting is cursed is the fact that you're doing this podcast right now, Mike.
It appeared to me when I needed it the most.
And let's get small, Mike.
He wanted her to sing from her diaphragm. Do you know that joke? I'm sorry, but I'm angry. Yeah. 40 minutes of bullshit, and now we're starting the game.
Like a
smoke break.
Yeah, so let's
smoke break.
Smoke break.
You know what? Y'all go ahead and smoke. Everybody smoke, even if you don't smoke. Y'all go ahead and smoke, and I'm going to talk to Lola V.
The Dizzy Ramblers will return after these brief promotional messages.
This is what I want to talk about. The wizard himself, Matt Reed, has hooked us up with a great new thing on the website called the Dizzy Ramblers Forum. If you click on the link to Dizzy Ramblers, you can scroll down to either episodes or forum. And if you click on forum, you, the listener, can send us your personal letter or response or comment or critique to us at Dizzy Ramblers or any of the Asbest team or crew. You can speak to Matt Reed. You can speak to Jess Fiano. You can speak to Charlie Metz, Brett Trail, Nathan Murphy, Sam Baer, John Shaw, anyone I've left out. I'm very sorry
about the Dizzy Ramblers forum, but about the Dizzy Ramblers in general, and about us in general, our podcast.
Send in letters that are as sexy as possible. We really don't want anything that doesn't get us at least a little hard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, look, I gave you those notes. She Who Fell Off a Mountain wears a necklace with a pinky finger in it, and I'm going to tell Corey's character. What is she, Butchie? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's an elf finger, which gives She Who Fell Off the Mountain power. It just came back to me.
Yes. I cut your finger off when you pushed me off the mountain.
So can you tell her that?
Yeah.
The Dizzy Ramblers are on iTunes, man?
Not only are they on iTunes, they're inside of iTunes. We're thrusting back and forth inside that baby right now.
How much are we charging for that shit? Like $2.99 type of deal?
That's what you'd expect.
The Dizzy Ramblers are completely ka-ching, $0.
Yeah, baby.
You guys need to get a piece of paper out that you can make a map on as you progress.
Sweet.
What? We got a secret meeting going on over there. I don't like all this...
secrecy?
Yeah. It's really disturbing. What's your name again? Call me...
call
me maybe.
Call me.
Okay,
please call me.
Please call me.
I'm actually a forest nymph. Yes, sideshow performer.
We're 40 minutes in. We've only yet gotten our characters. We haven't even started playing the game, really. We took a break.
No, but Lola and I played the game while you took a break.
Well,
I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's fair. That's all's fair.
And you're all dead, by the way. I meant to tell you.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, over.
You guys didn't do anything. Just characters just stood around.
I think that's enough. Mike, start us off. Let's start this bullshit. Let's start this motherfucking
whoa,
game.
You want me to start you off? Okay, can you hand me the honorary picture that Chuck Moonchow drew of Drazu right up there on the far right? Let's bring that down just for old time's sake.
Are we getting the shortest person in the room to do it? Okay.
Well, yeah, the dwarf. Right.
That's funny.
What is it?
Right that here? One right there. Watch the foreground photo thing, art, original piece. All right, that's a Chuck Moonchow original, guys. Give me that, lady. This is Drazu, the wizard from 1982, 83. Okay, so I found this painting on the side of the road yesterday, and I thought, well, why don't we start it in an old western town?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 1870s, that kind of thing. You guys, all four of you, you know, we've got, what, the elf, the wizard, the goblin, the dwarf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Complimentary characters.
Yeah.
You guys must have gotten together before.
No, we really didn't. Really? We really didn't.
Really?
No, it's just coincidence.
Okay, all right, well, cool. So,
good job, you guys.
Yeah. It is destiny. It's destiny.
Yeah.
It's a good podcast.
Yeah.
It's
destiny.
We just gotta keep it going.
You wake up. You all wake up.
From a night of wild sex?
Well, you don't remember.
Ooh.
You
intriguing.
That's my kind of night.
You don't remember anything. You wake up.
Sounds like a typical day for me.
You wake up in a room where a card game has happened, and there are three dead humanoids around you. There could be elves, dwarves. You know, you're not really, like, looking into what they are. But there's a card game that happened, a violent encounter. They're dead. Cards are scattered all about the room, and blood and knives and swords and daggers stuck about the walls and then the backs of the humanoids that were playing cards there. And you have no memory of what, not only what happened the night before, but as you progress in, as you wake up and realize where you are and your safety issues, and you know, because you're warriors, and like you, first thing you think about is survival and
safety,
where am
yeah.
I? Safety. There's a door, an exit door that's closed, and you can see out the window that you're on the second floor of this old like saloon type building. That's where you are right now. So what do you do, or what questions do you have?
I fucking start jerking off.
Is that successful?
Roll for it. Roll for it.
Wait a minute.
What, Ryan, I'm going to remind you, he has great strength.
What, how many rooms are there?
Well, you're only in one room.
Oh, okay, we're in one room. We're not in the main room. Let's I say we take a look at the main room.
So do you ask the guys about jerking off?
I say it's all of us. Let's have this orgy. Let's do this. We don't know what's up anyway.
I mean, we got time. That's the one thing we do have, right?
I guess I'm going to have to urge you guys on. The whole game was spent jerking off in the upstairs of a saloon.
Because otherwise it ain't happening.
What's in this room? Is there...
You're jerking off. She's jerking on. What?
I don't know. Is there any desks or drawers? Anything we can rummage through?
Are you talking about my dick?
No, I'm trying to fucking figure out how to get out of this fucking room.
His or jump,
find, man. Or find what we need in this room.
Did you say this is a saloon?
Did you have a wad of cash?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second.
Did you say this is a saloon?
Hold on. I need an inventory.
It is a saloon. I'm not there, though.
Oh, it's upstairs. You hear noise below, and noise. You know, you're in a village, like, type of... You know, it's 1870 something. Well, you don't know what year it is, honestly.
You have a copy of Stephen King's The Dark Tower underneath on your lap over there.
Hold on a second. No, I don't. I never read it. But,
oh, wow, good.
It's pretty good. You read it.
If this is 1870 something, you have not only no memory of what happened the night before, but you have no memory of who you are or whatever has happened to you before in life.
Okay.
You're totally amnesic. And so the first thing you do is, what do you have on you?
A stack of bills.
Money. Yeah. Is a
duck bills?
Yes.
Butchie the Pimp has a stack of bills.
An elf with money, okay.
Yes.
Nothing more dangerous.
Right.
And what's your physique and your armor? And
I have a cane that turns into a sword.
Yeah.
I have a hat that holds tent and an extra water.
Gotta be magical.
Well, why can't it
Your hat.
And that sounds like a magic hat to me. No,
I gotta get the world here.
Okay. Yeah. And then I've got suede shoes, which are magical because they walk on water.
We all know that.
Something from her childhood.
I'm like really worried about being in water.
You can't swim?
No, I can.
But you don't know that you can. You have amnesia.
Exactly.
So you're assuming a lot here. All right, what else do you have? What kind of weapons and stuff?
I have the cane that turns into a sword.
Right.
That's about all.
That's
I
all
got
you have. You have no backup secondary weapon. This is your last chance.
Okay, I have a small knife on the inside of my pants.
Yeah.
Ow!
I know, but I'm talking about the game here, Corey.
One time, that's funny. One time, I dated a girl who told me she kept her razor blade under her tongue every day at school.
Her tongue?
That's what she said!
I think that was a personal message to you.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Corey.
So, it's just, what I'm saying is that could be used against you. It's not necessarily a plus.
Okay.
But, alright, so that's it?
Yeah, that's all right. It.
So you have no memory of who you are or how you got there. So, okay, Lorik.
Lorik, the wizard master, as everyone knows. I woke up with a kick-ass robe on with sweet lapels or whatever. I'm wearing a Freddy Krueger razor glove. I have a Jason Voorhees mask. I'm wearing some Converse. I have a Jason mask.
Sort of like from an 80s movie, this guy.
Yeah. And I got the Clint Eastwood front of the boiler and underneath this.
The poncho?
No, the when he takes off the front of that boiler so the guy shoots him. And, oh. Yeah, so I got that under my...
a boilerplate?
Exactly. And also, I have magic under... I have Mormon magic underwear that can make my farts into a... blasting force.
So you think the world is a joke. But seriously, you have no memory of this. You just have it.
I mean,
so
I just farted and blew a hole through the wall. I was like more
he launched himself into the next room on accident.
I can't remember all this. You'll have to keep up with it.
Okay. We draw a little fart clap behind
it. A little fart clap.
In big letters, you might want to spell that one out.
All right. Bebop the Dizzy wakes up in this room, looks around, realizes I'm the best dressed member. I got a sweet leather jacket that's really tough, and you know,
Marlon Brando.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard to break the skin.
You're the wild one.
So this is part of my armor. The jacket itself is magic, if you will.
I won't.
My okay. Fair enough.
Can the record declare I won't?
I have a shield that I like to carry around. It's basically half of a barrel. Yeah. And my weapon is a giant hammer. Like a mallet. Like a big mallet.
Okay.
I like it.
For you have record, facial hair?
Brett, I think my chains and my nice shirt and my hat look way better than you.
You a pimp! You a pimp!
Is that all you got to say for yourself, dwarf?
One thing.
You know what? You
no,
know
that's enough. That's
no, you
enough.
Look good. You look good.
Winkbone is whispering good. In my ear. He's only spoken once during the game so far, and what he just said is, Butchie is a pimp!
Oh, well, you know, I got... I also got pants, obviously.
Ooh, what? Yeah, I need to hear about your fucking socks.
And some shoes.
Okay.
Okay.
Socks and shoes.
Yes.
Is there anything special about them?
They keep me dry.
Footy.
Okay. All right,
well,
if you're not worried, you don't have suede boots or Converse or anything like
no,
that.
No, I got steel toes.
It's funny, like, you guys have a feet fetish, footwear or something.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you had a fetish about your feet.
Yeah.
John, for the love of God, please tell me what you're wearing on your
oh
phone.
My God.
Okay, Wigbone the Merciless might not have any shoes,
whoa,
but what he does have, he wakes up and he's short, but he's got on fucking bulletproof armor with arrows on the front of it.
How heavy is that?
It weighs him down, but it's worth it because he's small and he needs the protection. He's got the fucking arrows on. He's got arrows on the front of his vest. He's got a bow strapped to his side. He's got a knife strapped to his leg. He's got this little tiny sword deal going on here, and then he's got no. He's got a device around his wrist that
says Death Wish.
Yeah, he's got a Death Wish signature from
Charles Bronson.
Tattooed on his arm.
Footwear.
Mm-hmm. He pressed his mustache.
And above that, he has a device that explodes, a one-time explosive device.
Did you ever
device.
Remember the Charles Bronson sandals, like beach sandals, footwear line?
No.
That's because there weren't any. But I just thought maybe you might have had them. But anyway, go ahead.
I wish I did.
Yeah. Well, you can.
It's
a
wishful game.
And then to complete Wickbone's gear, he has infrared. He has special infrared goggles that allow him to see through solid structures.
A goblin who has infrared goggles.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of culture does this goblin? Is it high tech goblin world?
He comes from a family.
He stole
of,
these things.
He comes from a family of inventors and thieves. Because
a goblin has
you
some nice goggles,
that.
He just stole them, Mike. What's up with that?
Am I casting aspersions?
That's crazy.
Like, but you don't remember.
Well,
yourself.
Obviously, he doesn't know where he got them from.
You don't know.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't know.
He's
yeah.
a time traveler.
Yeah, he really has no idea.
So don't be surprised if you happen upon somebody who goes, "Hey, give me my fucking high rent
right.
infrared goggles."
Okay,
hat.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I can accept those terms.
All right, so you're in the room, guys. What do you do?
I want to take all the money from all the dead bodies.
I second that motion.
Okay,
yeah, that's
yeah.
what I want to do. Because
I'm all about the binge.
All right.
I mean, yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures.
So there's three dead bodies in the room.
I Bebop the Dizzy eagerly strolls over to the first dead body, who's closest to him, and goes through his pockets, and what happens?
He's not dead, and he grabs your wrist, and he thrusts a dagger into your chest.
Whoa! Oh, fuck!
Yeah, but let's see, I've got copies.
Ooh, the fucking dagger.
Can we have the official dice, please?
All right.
T, can we get those official dice?
If I roll more than an 8, it takes more than an 8 for him to catch you off guard.
Oh, 9.
Oh.
9.
You're barely caught. Just barely, though. Just barely.
So, what are you wearing on your chest?
Just my tough jacket. Does he pierce it?
What about his nipple rings? Do those count for anything?
First of all, you see your friend getting stabbed over here. What's the response?
After he said my cool collar and robe didn't look sweet, I don't like consider my fucking friends. I don't care. Pony hair, bitch. Keep it.
You
okay.
never insulted.
You have a constitution. You have a constitution of 9.
Yes.
All right. So. And a vulnerability of 11. So the number in between is 10. So if I roll under a 10, he strikes you a glancing blow. 5, 1.
10.
That's 10.
Mm-hmm. Does he get you?
I don't know. You tell me.
Wait a minute.
What is a number under 10?
Okay, you're good.
Oh, sweet.
God.
There's me in the very beginning.
Like, I gotta remember what I said. Then I'm wrong. I'm
getting most stressed out.
Okay, so how does everyone deal with
this? So there's a bag of gold.
I actually got some popcorn. You should
know. This guy, when you roll him over, he looks kind of like an orc, you know, out of Lord of the Rings. He looks he's real messy faced, and he's got a bag of gold. So you get this bag of gold and you stick it in your whatever. I'm not keeping up with what you're wearing, but you got a belt or whatever.
Yeah,
crotch pocket, okay. Right?
That's so the other, so now you're a little bit more cautious with the other humanoid shapes that are dead, or you think they're dead. They are dead. They are dead. So there's like 50 gold pieces to be divided between the four of you.
Divided? These fuckers didn't help me. I'm keeping all that shit.
Well,
baby.
That one guy, but I mean, there's gold on the other ones too. And
the reason I didn't help him is I was stabbing the other dead bodies in the head, making sure they were dead, while he was really fucking getting pummeled.
I was really hoping someone was going to jerk off. I was just staring at everyone's crotch one by one, and it never happened. And then Brett was already rolled.
Okay. All right. Don't you guys want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Well. I thought we were staying in this place and chilling. Get some drinks. We're gonna get some drinks. We got some money.
These dead bodies are starting to stink. You've been there.
All right. All right.
I'm dripping gin on my notes here, and it's getting harder to realize what it was I said earlier. But
we're getting the hell out of the room.
Can we blow that place up?
You go down the stairs. You go down the stairs into the saloon, and people are drinking and having fun and carousing, and they're not really paying much attention to you.
What would they be?
Do you want to get a drink while you're there?
Wait, should we sneak out if we just walk up in a room full of dead bodies? Yeah, should we just sneak out of there and go to another tavern?
Are there any fucking? Are there any heroin dealers in the bar?
But hey, remember, the longer it takes you to make a decision, the more danger occurs.
Okay, well, I want to sneak out, but I want to ask one person what happened when we all went in there.
People in this bar are going to be agreeable and give us an explanation of what's going on?
Is there a question that we should ask somebody?
I'm a pimp, so when I see a felony, I leave.
Especially when
that's how it goes.
You have no memory of why you're even there, too.
I might have been
but I'm pretty sure
you want to find out what happened the night before?
Brent just wants to know why his butt hurts.
That's what I'm curious about. I don't want to slow us down either, because I also do want to sneak the hell out.
Let's get out of this room.
I don't think you can sneak the hell out. Roll, and if you don't get a 10 or a 12, you manage to walk on out without any disruption.
We have to get a 10 or a 12?
No,
we
no 10 don't or 12.
Get no, okay. 12.
All of right. us,
all of you.
Holy shit.
9.
3.
On, man.
11.
19.
Whoa, that's not a dirty cage. 30 years of knowledge hasn't
been. Hey, you guys know what a 20-sided die is called? A fucking 20-sided die. Let's play the game.
That's what she said.
Now, do you guys remember what you left behind, the clues in the room? I'm just telling you, you never played the game before, and you don't know how smart I'm being about this. Like, there could be clues.
That's what I was initially trying to say.
I never wanted to leave.
I know.
I was the one who wanted to leave the room. I wanted to stay up in that fucking room, Brett.
I wanted to have a couple drinks. Spend the night.
Wickbone wanted to jerk off on the clues.
Yeah. We're out of there. We're not going to roll to get back in.
Let's go, man. Hold on.
I'm just saying, no, you left a room.
No, hold on. No. Wait, let me just retrace.
You left a room with three dead monsters.
Monsters?
Yes. Monsters?
They're humanoids. They were orcs.
Same difference. Oh, okay. We're all on the same page here. A withered yellow page that, you know, crumbles when you turn it. But you left a room that had spilled with cards, a deck of playing cards. And so obviously, but
there was a bad deal.
You could rationalize that you guys were in a card game that went wrong.
Yes.
But why were you left alive?
We're the villains.
Are you?
I don't know. I don't really care about the mystery.
It doesn't matter. We're going to get the fuck out of there.
You guys are going to kill us anyway. Right.
But, you know...
We're going to find some transportation.
Who's the smartest one amongst you?
Me, of course, right?
Lorik has 6... Wait. Wisdom? What's wisdom?
I only have 10.
The elf.
I have 14, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're clever.
So it's really up to you to bring this up to everybody and make it a quick decision and move on.
Why the fuck we're here?
Why the fuck are we here?
Yeah. Like, who are you? First of all, I don't know any of you. I don't know who I am or what this stuff
Thank
is.
Thank you for admitting that.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if I necessarily want to be part of this group.
Good, man.
Yeah, you are rogue.
Get out of here,
you know what?
You can do whatever you want. From Fantastic
but I'm curious.
Nah,
I'm
he's curious. Wolverine. He's a little pussy. He was always like, I'm not part of the team. Well, he's on my own.
Well, fuck you, rogue.
Go see what happens.
He's not an elf. He's a dwarf.
Well,
if we all stick together.
Well, that's an insult.
Then we can, you know, figure out why we're all passed out.
I don't play by your rules,
These people are
Bob.
Dead.
Okay, while you're talking, no. You see that over in the court square of this little town, this sweet little, you know, post-Civil War town, there's a magician playing card tricks at a table. You know, and he's using the same kind of cards that have the same art on the back, this arcane art, that were upstairs in the room from your memory that you just had, and he's got a wagon parked nearby, and on the wagon, it says, anything for a laugh, traveling show.
Ooh.
Okay? And he's got a beautiful daughter, and
Ooh.
She's beside him, assisting him, like Dick Williams on Magic Land on Channel 5 in the 60s and 70s would be assisting, and he's sawing her in half, you know, and doing that whole trick. And so while you're saying, hey, who are we? Do we even like each other? And what was it with the deal upstairs? You're looking at that, and there's a crowd of people gathered looking at them, and no one's paying any attention to you right now at all. So did you decide what you wanted to say?
Well, I think Wick is going to stick with the pimp because he likes to keep numbers around him until they're not useful anymore.
Okay, so while you're talking... The old magician points over to you guys and says, I need a volunteer. Would one of you guys want to come up?
I'll do it. Lorik. My name's Lorik. I'm a wizard. Please.
All right.
Hey. You know, he's got the same kind of cards that were upstairs.
Slow your roll,
you sure
okay?
You want to do that?
Yeah, definitely. What could go wrong? The same cards we woke up blacked out from, I think, just getting started.
All right, so all four of you go over?
You guys got to come with me.
Yeah, because I'm not opposed because I see her and see dollar signs.
I'm intrigued.
Wait, she doesn't look very bright or charismatic.
Sounds like a perfect four.
Please come. All right, so you walk up to the old wizard who looks like the classic. You guys watch Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Think of a guy that looks like Ice King, sort of.
I already did.
All right, a pointy hat. Or, you know what? Let's make him look like Drazoo. How about that?
Yeah.
Because okay. Then you've got a constant reference. And Ice King, they've already got that copyright. All right. And so what do you look like?
I look a lot like I do now.
And what's your name?
I can't visualize
my
that.
My name is Please Call Me. I have fiery red hair. I have on leather pants and a leather bustier that are a corset deal that would work as armor. I have on over-the-knee leather boots.
Over the knee.
Mm-hmm. They fold down a little bit.
But you got the elf's attention.
Yes.
The dwarf!
I have a hip-slung belt that has two daggers on it.
A hip-slung.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that term before.
Slung on my hips.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would help with visual reference.
That's a lot of belt.
I also have two throwing knives in my boots.
Two throwing knives in your boots, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I also travel with a quiver of arrows and a bow.
Because
I'm a sideshow performer and I do sharpshooting tricks and I throw daggers and
ching.
The dwarf's trying to take all this in.
Let's hear it for Please Call Me.
Yeah. I officially know more about Please Call Me than I do myself now.
I know.
I don't think she's finished yet.
I'm not.
Oh my god.
My mother-in-law's name.
You got a tint in your hat, so just.
You got a tint in my pants. Please
come on. Wayfone the Merciless is taking a nap. Well,
I see the action figures already.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I have on a magic amulet around my neck.
Uh huh. Okay. What's it all about?
What's it all
it's
about?
It's an amulet of protection.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna need it with these guys.
Was I supposed to list my amulet?
Yes, please.
Can we have her roll on the amulet?
So ask her about her amulet. You guys, as you're walking up, and he says, "I need a volunteer," which you so gladly raised your hand for.
Raises tentpole for.
The entire crowd that was there watching, like 30, 35 people, or, you know, various humanoids. It's like a Star Wars cantina scene in this town. They suddenly disembark. They part ways like the Red Sea. They just go. They walk away onto their business like they've been hypnotized, and you're left alone with the old man who shakes everybody's hand and says that his name is Old Buck.
Oh, okay? Not Old Buck.
Old Buck.
that rings a bell with Wickbone the Merciless.
Does it really?
For some reason.
That's an asshole single.
I think he went to the outlet store, Old Buck's fucking stuff.
God's laughing. So she's introduced herself. "Please call me as the daughter of Old Buck." And Old Buck is a magician who does card tricks, and of course they work out of this wagon, this Conestoga sort of wagon that's got, you know, anything for a laugh on it. And, you know, she makes her money by throwing knives, and that's probably your best trait. Is that, you know, you like throwing stars or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can throw knives and your dexterity is 8. So, I mean, you're so sexy and attractive that somehow slows you down. Except maybe
the weight of her.
I'm sorry, I just caught my reflection in the glass.
Your vanity. You're right.
Yeah.
Your vanity slows you down. I caught my reflection in the glass. So I'm so sorry
that dagger hit you in the leg.
Is anyone interested in why everybody left when you walked up when he asked for a volunteer? Do you want to talk to him about this?
The dwarf is a little creeped out, and he'll raise an eyebrow and kind of nudge at the old buck about what the hell that was.
Okay, well,
can you roll for that?
Do I have to?
Old Buck draws you in closer and closer, okay? Now, at any time, danger could strike, or these people could be lecherous, or whatever. Ooh. So, you know, there could be danger, but just like when you tried to get the money off the orc. So, I mean, what do you want to talk amongst yourselves? You always sort of have to go to the elf, because she's got more wisdom than anybody else.
But I have a charisma of 16, may I remind you. So
well,
I
then you can maybe talk. I'm going to roll for his charisma right now.
Yeah, I feel like, okay.
For Old Buck's charisma.
Which one do you need? 3 black dice.
Give me, yeah,
three,
can I
three
roll?
Black yes. dice.
And whatever I roll, I'm adding 5 because he's a pre-existing character in this world from which you have no memory.
that makes sense to me.
Corey, is that true?
11, 15, 20.
Wow.
Pardon?
So, let me get an old green sticky for Old Buck. That wasn't supposed to be funny. So you guys are all sucked into what Old Buck has to say. In college, he was Old Suck.
Of course he was.
He says that he has lost his entire family treasure, the treasure that he was going to pass on to the dowry of Please Call Me. And he wants to get this treasure back, and he wants to find 4 good people who will travel with him to a distant mountain range where there's a castle. Built out of cards.
I want to go to a fucking castle.
Yeah. That sounds like an adventure to me.
No. It's a castle made out of cards, not a fucking castle. You guys just left
the castle. Can it be a fucking castle made of cards?
It's a castle made out of cards made for the use of fucking.
The castle is made out of cards that will not fall.
Ooh, that's glorious.
Even though there's cards missing from the castle, the mythology is, or the folklore is that it's like the Leaning Tower of Pizza, sort of. It won't fall over. And inside this castle of fallen cards is where he believes his treasure has been taken from all evidence and circumstances that he's been able to come up with. But he needs 4 people who are willing to go with him, who are sort of the muscle of this, who can help his daughter out to restore her dowry.
Well, Wigbone the Merciless doesn't have anything going on. He doesn't know what's up. He doesn't know what life he has to go back to. All he knows is he has a possibility to get some form
of... But wait. Old Buck wants to know about your past, and he's not going to just hire anybody.
Well, that's fine, because Wigbone the Merciless can bullshit his way out of anything. So he makes up a backstory that covers his own ass.
Well, what's your wisdom?
12.
All right. So, I'm going to... I'm just going to roll this dodecahedron because I like saying that word.
Okay.
And I'm going to add 10 to this.
Okay.
One time. And if it beats, I mean, I might get a low roll. You never know.
Okay.
But if it beats that, it beats your wisdom, then you can bullshit him.
Okay.
18. And yours is 12?
12.
So he knows that you have no recollection of your past.
Fuck.
Why'd you agree to add 10 to that? All right.
Okay, the dwarf.
Did I have the option?
Oh, disregard to
the dwarf always has the best ideas. Have you noticed that?
Bebop the Dizzy, with total disregard to those.
Whoa, how do you know your name is Bebop the Dizzy?
Okay, it's not on his jacket.
Yeah, it's right there, baby.
It's not like a motorcycle gang. Thank God your names were sewn onto your jacket.
Absolute total disregard.
Like your mother sending you off to school.
More charismatic than me,
huh?
I shake the old man, old Buck's hand, and say, "Look, I don't remember my past, but I'm willing to help you out."
Sign you asshole! You fucking.
I'm
just
saying, who the hell else is gonna help you? I'm in.
You're ready to.
And then I wink.
Well, wait.
At please.
What
call
did you
me.
Say? Well, when you say who else is gonna help you, he points to like a gang of other people that are waiting in line.
See ya.
So,
and I snarl at them and raise my hammer.
Oh, in battle style?
Yeah, yeah. Do I have to roll to see if I intimidate those other assholes?
What's your attitude towards these people?
I'm going to be standing with my arms crossed, smoldering.
Caught up in your own little world.
Yeah, okay. I've just caught my own reflection in the glass.
And then delayed you for a full half hour.
Yeah.
See, I think vanity.
I'm standing, adjusting my breasts in the mirror.
That's what really weighs you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Money's what weighs me down.
That's another bumper sticker.
Wickbone's sword weighs him down. But I'm not talking about his weapon.
I think you should test them. All right, so Old Buck says that you're fine. You're fine.
I'm sorry, Elric just committed suicide.
You have any backup characters? Freddy Krueger. Anybody from the 80s? How about John Hughes, the movie director?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I wish.
His head was frozen.
Do you guys want to try to resurrect John Hughes tonight?
That'd be good. Hannah watched. I showed Hannah and her cousin Pretty in Pink last week for the first time, and then they went to Urban Outfitters for the first time the next day, and there was Pretty in Pink on the TV screen.
Oh, wow.
Like re-verification of something.
That's the scariest
thing. I thought you were going to say Urban Outfitters had the exact same clothing that they wear in Pretty in Pink.
Well, they might.
They probably do.
Guess who
Andrew Gafford version.
Guess who gave John Hughes a tour at Sun Studio?
Really? Man, that's insane. Wow. John Hughes was a complete recluse. That's crazy.
And he asked me for Billy Lee Riley's phone number.
Wow.
So I took a while and I researched it and I got, you know, I'm working at Sun, so I get Billy Lee on the phone. I'm like, hey, John Hughes, this movie director, wants your number. Maybe he wants to use some of your music. He's like, sure, give it to him. So then I give it to John Hughes, and then John Hughes dies like 3 months later.
Whoa.
And then Billy Lee Riley dies like 3 months later.
Wow.
You started the death curse.
This is impressive.
He's got his niche.
Hey, Mike, can I shame Buck for a second? Just give me one second.
The old Rambler shame.
Give him a little shame here, right?
We have a tradition here. If something really offends us, we have to give him an old shame.
Is he embarrassing you?
I'm shaming him because, you know what, Mr. Buck? I think you're looking for your family treasure. Your family treasure is right in front of us, all right? Please call me. You don't need no gold. You don't need nothing. I'm doing an impression of you right now, Brett. Your family treasure is you. If you don't mind. Oh man, my heart is swooning. Sorry, I just had to get it off my chest. So, Buck,
chest.
Fuck you.
I'm telling you, money, we can make it.
So at this point, I step forward and I say,
just like every time I've tried that in real life.
And I
kissing your own hand never works.
It's evident that you have charisma. You're bold. And you have wisdom on your side. But we need to know how brave you are and see how much valor you possess.
Ooh.
So who will step up and let me test their valor? So I take your hand and I lead you to the other side of our lovely little circus cart.
Anything for a laugh.
Where there's a giant spinning wheel.
Oh, fantastic.
Keep in mind, I throw knives for a living.
Oh,
so we can see where this is going. So, since you have so willingly stepped forward, I start to strap you to the wheel. All
right. Bring the shit out. I got this.
So,
I need the strongest one among you to spin it.
That's me.
What's your strength?
Oh, shit.
It's bit.
Hey, Butchie, is this the first time you've ever experienced a strap-on situation like the strap-on is?
Weird? Absolutely.
With a red and white target. Yeah. No wheel.
Absolutely not.
All right, so Please Call Me is going to throw knives at you. and you're willing to go along with this?
Why not?
Well, she doesn't know my dexterity is only 8.
What's your amulet? She
doesn't roll off.
My amulet? It has a function? Is that what you're
I don't know. What is it?
There's a secret compartment.
It's a... Because
you're going to have to take off the amulet and give it to somebody you trust in the group. Who do you trust most in the group?
I don't know these guys.
For real?
No,
really
I was
does.
Asking.
Really
I know. Well, no, I mean, you woke up on the floor with him.
Which is never a good
sign. You really
sign.
Don't have any... You don't have any memory of these people whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
So the only thing that's keeping you with these people, and you have more wisdom than anybody else, is the fact that you woke up together on the floor in a card game that these orcs had been killed.
Right.
I mean,
well,
I trust...
Well, the only one who's displayed any honesty so far...
Who?
...has been him.
Yeah.
Oh, I was lying? Jesus Christ.
That's true.
I'd always trust the one with the... You
right.
know, the goggles.
You're gonna hold my amulet.
What is
now,
the amulet?
Look, I lost this pinky because of that.
She has no little finger on her left.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you don't have the finger. Okay.
It has grand power.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to stay there.
Yeah, I just mainly want.
It's up to
I
you.
I don't want to tell him what it is. But I want to hand it to him.
No, sir. I know where to put it, so I put it on my pinky. Like, so, I don't know if that means anything, but it's very important to me.
I lost this pinky because of it.
But you don't know why.
But, I don't know why. Exactly.
Okay. All right, so you're taking off your hat.
Just like Nora Jones.
You take it off your... And so, yeah. So something tells me that you trust the dwarf over... The goblin and the wizard?
Yes.
Really?
Well, he's
okay.
My best friend.
Yeah,
best friend.
Billy noted.
Yeah, really. Wickbone, don't you see kind of a little... A
fucking union going on
here? Yeah, exactly. I think you and I gotta have a secret pinky swear right now. Because we have pinkies.
Is this the first time you've noticed that she didn't have a little pinky on her...
Yeah, leg? Definitely. Yeah.
That's when he started having that knife bulge in her pants.
A pimp with no pinky. A pinkyless pimp.
Yeah, where'd you put your pinky ring? That's ridiculous.
So
it's on the other pinky. You
so you, so one of you guys, who spins the wheel, one of you guys spins the wheel, you throw the knives, right? And you, how many knives do you have? Daggers, I mean, whatever.
I have 2 on my hips and 2, 1 in each boob.
Wait, did you say that boot or
boob?
I really heard boob.
I saw it on Xena Warrior Princess one time, and the only thing I could think the whole time is she's gonna cut her tits.
Cleavage,
the knife, the blade. No, I don't like that.
So, okay, so she throws the knives. You're good. You know, I mean, we could throw the knives for all of you, but like you're the most one with the wisdom, and so you pass the test. And you guys are all willing to go on the journey to, here's the thing. You got to really entrench yourself in the who you are or who you aren't. Like, who you aren't is you have no memory of who you were. So, if you're going to help, why are you helping this guy?
I know exactly what my character is. I know exactly why he's doing everything he's
doing. That's not what I'm getting at.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is, can old Buck... help you get your memories back?
Probably not. I hope not.
He's a magician.
He's a magician.
Well, then maybe.
Well, wait, we have
a wizard. Why can't the wizard help us get our memories back? Is my question.
He doesn't know he's a wizard.
You don't know you're a wizard or any of your spells or anything?
No, old Buck.
I don't
looks,
think he
Buck,
understands why he's dressed the way he is.
He's been pissing himself every hour.
old Buck tells you to get on the wheel.
Me?
Yes.
All right, well,
the wheel that
Butchie so right now, like, now we're at the point where people are just being commanded to become like the...
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
No, hey, Buck, I got you.
Alright, so this guy tells you to get on the wheel.
And like, we both have the similarly gay outfits. I don't think they're
and dissimilarly gay outfits.
So do you have to take off your dress first?
He can't take it off.
If you notice, I
bogged down with stuff here from this wheel, and it's not even needed now.
It only falls over his head every quarter turn.
I'm only wearing a dress and the iron thing, so just keep that. And my magic underwear, so I'm fine, yeah.
Does he give you the amulet back?
Like, ooh.
Do you give me my stuff back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You fucking asshole, you dildo.
I like this character.
I hate myself. I'm going to bring you guys down with me.
He already tried to kill himself, and now he's on a wheel. He tells you to take off your armor and be vulnerable.
Sorry.
All right, so so please call me. Attaches you to the wheel.
Ooh.
Straps. Nice.
Ooh, it's so tight.
Judge. What? Is it leather straps or is it like metal? Or like, this is essential to
whatever. The dwarf isn't watching this go down. Okay. The dwarf is like crossing his arms and looking away as Sam gets strapped in.
All right, so you have...
Big Bone's been jerking off on the in the corner behind the tumbleweed this whole time.
I know you mean that metaphorically. All right, so...
Man, he's got holes in his pocket, man.
Old Buck tells his daughter, mm-hmm. please call me, now that you're strapped down,
mm-hmm.
to kill you
with
the daggers, right?
Okay, fine. Hey, bring it on. I'm not afraid.
Can I overhear him say that?
You all hear it.
Oh, we all hear it.
Hey, guys, help. I'm the only one who...
Wait.
My numbers, you jackass.
Who tells who to kill who?
He tells his daughter to kill him with the daggers. Or the whatever
no,
you want.
No. I can't allow that because, as far as I know, these three are the only connection I have to what might have happened.
Well, not only that, no.
Who I am.
No.
Right?
No.
That's a good point.
So
I hate to do this. Wake Bone hates to do this. But he fucking, as soon as he hears that, he pulls out the bow and arrow and
who
holds
does?
It. Wig Bone.
Okay.
And holds it. And holds it. Please call me. Call me's head.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
What's your? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys? You guys are waiting to see what happens.
Oh, wait. Wig Bone says.
Wait. I'm sorry. I forgot. His line is, I hate to do this, honey.
Also, the dwarf steps in front of the wheel with his barrel, willing to block any knives.
And I'll say this much. My brothers, you've proved it to me that I can really trust you. And with a charisma amount of 16, I shall try to talk my way out of this.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but old Buck's got a charisma of 20.
Well, old Buck can
go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Like
well,
he does.
Can we
if he doesn't stop talking, we're going
to
kill him.
What are you saying, old Buck?
Is he trying to talk to old Buck?
I'm saying,
to talk to me.
Old Buck, listen to me.
It doesn't matter because he's got more charisma than you.
Well,
do you want to appeal to her?
You can still roll.
What's your charisma?
Right?
She's low on everything.
Yeah.
She's a real dullard.
We established this. I like the shiny things.
I hold up. Oh, I can't. My arms.
Why don't you kiss your hand again for her?
I kissed the Freddy glove too, if I may say. Just to point that out. Yes, please. What are you going to blather at me?
What am I going to blather?
You don't have much
you're
time, so make it quick.
Yes.
Make it quick. What are you telling her?
No, I'm saying this. I'm saying that...
You're tied to a spinning wheel.
On your quest to go retrieve your family's treasure, I have some pretty high numbers, and I think I can really help you. And all of us together, we are brethren.
Old Buck says it doesn't matter.
Old Buck isn't that smart.
So,
we outnumber Old Buck.
Well, hold on a minute.
Four?
You've got an arrow to her head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your vulnerability is what?
What's
it
your
is
eight.
My strength is 15. I'm strong.
I'm gonna roll this.
Grab it.
I'm gonna roll. Hold on.
Guys, shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna roll this for Old Buck, and he's gonna either stop his bow and arrow from being a defense against the whole thing with Lorik or not. And I'm not gonna add anything to it.
Okay.
It's just a 12. Okay.
And
I love it.
All right, so what do you do? He can't stop you.
Wow.
You're actually going to shoot her?
No, I don't want to.
See, all right, so can I interject?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to interject at this point and say, Father, I think they've proved that they're loyal.
What's your charisma?
My charisma is only... It's 7. It's a nice, strong 7.
Now, so
hold on.
But that's
Lorik,
my daddy, remember?
No, not Lorik. Wickman, you're free to do what you want.
My little finger.
But,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
You're free to do what you want, but he's not... He's an old magician.
An old queen.
Queen bitch. So he says, this must happen for you to begin the process of what your memory is.
What must happen?
Wait, which part?
She must try to kill him.
So this, no matter what, I'm gonna have to try. She's gonna have to try to kill me.
So she pulls out her daggers, mm-hmm. three, like two in each hand, and she hurls them at you. Whoa. All right, without the wheel even spinning. But you don't know what you are or who you are. But because you are Lorik the Wizard, mm-hmm. it instinctively self-preservation. It comes into your mind that you are a wizard. So, as these shafts are coming at you, you recoil them. But, do you recoil them? So,
So, this is how you find out you're a wizard, then.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, this is like Harry Potter.
And keep in mind, I was standing in front of you, so I'm so short, they went right over my head. And,
hey, you protect the baby-making ring.
So, your vulnerability is, what
it's
is it?
15.
15. All right. Grab the green and dial. Roll. I'm in analog TV world. Roll anything but a 1.
All right, guys.
And you have retained full memory of your wizardness.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. It's all coming back.
Yeah?
See, Oakbot's trying to help, but you're trying to find him.
It's understandable. We don't know what's going on.
I'm strapped to a wheel with someone throwing knives.
Well, they're going to get a drink
with
Bob.
With a near mentally feeble person throwing knives at me.
Near mentally feeble? You're never going to get laid at this rate.
Right? If she's as mentally feeble as I think she is, I'm going to get all sorts of laid.
Can the record reflect that until he realized that the wizard was blocking the knives with his wizard powers, the Wigbone attempted to deflect the deflect the knife with his arrow?
Say that again?
Okay. Oh, so he tries to shoot the knives out of the way with his arrow.
Before I realized that the wizard power had his...
It's too late.
Do you want me to kiss you on your hand?
I just want to say for the record.
Like this?
No, just for the record. For the record. Let the record say it.
I think that at this point you realize...
Yeah, I have a sticky note for that.
...that you have a lot of maturity that you're not really grasping until this moment. Where you could have done...
So you're saying I have a boner.
You could have done...
Yes.
You
yes.
could have done any... Well, you're a Wick boner.
Totally aroused.
Wick boner.
Wick bone.
You could have done anything you wanted, but you chose to hold off, trusting in an unknown force that maybe you felt from your friend that he had his own power to do what he had to do.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
That's like dream catcher.
So you're an elf, and you know you're an elf. And you're a dwarf, and you know you're a dwarf. And you're a goblin, and you're cool with that. But he didn't know he was a
wizard. Oh, right.
I got you.
Yeah. We're discovering things.
But you chose to get on the... you were the first to volunteer and everything. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, the elf also...
I made you get up there first.
Yeah. All right, so... Whew! Good Lord. All right. So old Buck tells you that he's an alcoholic.
Nice.
All right, and that when he gets drunk, he has the power to dismiss strangers, and that's his one power, and that's why all those people turned away and went about their business, because he's just had a few from the saloon next door, and you know you can smell it on him a little bit, but you know he's done all this in sort of a alcoholic frenzy, where it could have gotten you killed or whatever, but you saved your own life. And you've proven yourself to him. And you're sort of like a surrogate son now, because he's a magician and you're a wizard. So,
what's
you know,
up,
maybe you can hook up. But your amulet is back in your possession. What's your little thing that you have?
My Mormon magic underwear.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's yours?
Oh, I just got my hammer and my barrel.
you're a simple beast.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you?
I have my arrow, my bow and arrows, and my sword, and my knife, and my time bomb.
But what sort of trinket?
I guess I got a bandana. Maybe that can have some secret down there.
What kind of trinkets do I have?
What? Are you superstitious? Do you have some sort of like thing that keeps you...
I have instincts.
Well, no, but I'm saying as you go through your collection of things and you don't remember who you are, keep going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to? What do you have in your personal possessions that might just come up with something? Tell
me. All right. Well, I pull up my dress. And
well, we know you've got shorts on,
But I want to know
because you're on the wheel. Well, you didn't spin though.
That's true.
No.
But I want to ask Uncle Buck.
To the left.
Uncle Buck.
To the left and to the right. That's not John Candy.
That's a different movie.
I want to ask Old Buck where I got these magic underwear and who Joseph R. Smith is.
He just kind of looks at you funny. Like, am I supposed to know everything? I just met you.
Well, then I'm like, all right, Buck, just put your hand in it. Let me tell you where that came from.
That came from a miniature shop.
I'm a wizard, all right? You know what they say about wizards? Long wand, short wand.
You seem to have mastered shrinking.
The incredible shrinking wizard. All right, I've been humiliated enough. Someone else can ask a fucking goddamn question.
Hey, you brought up your penis first. And last.
Hey, I'm pretty sure it was... Please call me who brought up my
penis. Please call me. She's standing there waiting for you to shut up.
I'm just saying.
She's like, Dad, couldn't anybody else have been your protege?
I'm like a son to him, all right?
And he belches and he's still a little wasted.
Mm-hmm. But that's where we're like father and son.
Yeah, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
Something's about to happen.
Sweet. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I know everyone's really engaged in what's going on right now, but I think we just got to... You know, the time's ticking away. We gotta put a little... We gotta pump the brakes and make this to be continued, all right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying that we're gonna go where the Ramblers have never been before. Dentist. No, sorry. We're gonna have it to be continued.
Oh, wait. We're not gonna be in the Sly Stallone movie cliffhanger, are we?
Oh, man, the movie gave me nightmares.
I knew it had a Nintendo game like that. I was gonna rent once, but it was out.
I knew that too. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be Sly Stallone in 1995, and we're about to have a cliffhanger right now. So if you're okay with that, John, I think we're about to put our Rambler's rings together and twist together.
Rambler ho!
Wow, I was wow.
Rambler ho!
All right, traveling time and stuff. So let's go.
All right.
We have fun. Now we've come to the end, and we gotta get back on the run. But we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Ramblers got the travel, so goodbye to everyone. It's traveling time.
Hang out with you jerk-offs again?
Oh, that's right.
Well, it'd be a miracle if that happened.